Hello.
Hello, hi there, is that Gavin?
Hi, hi.
Hi Gavin, it's Jay calling from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good, good. Do appreciate to have called yourself just for data protection. Could you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
That's 10 Everard Quadrant, G211XP.
Brilliant. And lastly, your date of birth?
18/12/1952.
Okay, brilliant. So I've got some news for you, Gavin. It's just in relation to your Scottish redress application.
Right.
So we sent a few requests off to some local councils and your local NHS trust to obtain your records and be able to use those to submit to Scottish redress. Right. They have now come back to us with the records that we need. So we've got evidence of your time and care, and
right.
We've also got evidence of your adult life and how this has affected you later on in life.
Right.
So the next stage now, Gavin, is for us to book a witness statement with yourself, and so that is just a telephone statement that we take over the telephone with you.
Right.
The only place that goes is with us, with yourself, and then to Scottish redress. So nobody else gets to see this document except us.
Okay.
The document itself is sort of, as bad as this sounds, Gavin, your witness statement is what determines how much compensation you could be awarded by redress.
Okay.
And so it's really important that we gather everything that we need to in that statement. You know, we try and accurately reflect your time in care.
Right.
So I've got availability tomorrow to do that. That can take between 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes even longer. But if you can't sit on the phone for that long, or, you know, you've got bits and bobs to do, we can do it over a couple of sessions. It's absolutely fine. But I will just need to spend a bit of time with you and answer some questions and clarify a few things. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Real. Are you free tomorrow, Gavin, at all?
I think so. I don't have that much today.
Yeah, if you let me know a time and tomorrow that you're free, and then I can give you a call, then I'm pretty much free all day tomorrow.
Probably around about...
Should we say 1 p.m.? Is that okay?
Well,
for you?
That's what I was thinking, 1 p.m., because I've got a friend coming up to see my wife at 1 o'clock, but I don't know if she's going to make it. My wife's trying to contact her just now.
Okay, well,
earlier. She's not got her yet, but I reckon 1 o'clock should be fine.
Okay, Brill. Well, I'll try and give you a call at 1, Gavin. If I don't get any answer, I'll give you a call back around 2 o'clock and then around 3 o'clock, just in case you are busy. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. It'll be me that you speak to. I'll try and get you off the phone as quick as possible. I'll try and get through it all really quick for
right.
you, so we can leave you be. This statement will be the last part of the process, Gavin. So we gather this and then we send it off to redress once we've done that. But it's just a case of waiting for those to come back to us really with a panel date and then a decision.
Okay.
So we are very nearly there, just a last little push, and then we'll be over that hill.
All right,
Brill, thank you very much for your time, Gavin. I'll speak to you at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
All right, cheers.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. Bye. Bye.